Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 25th, 2022. I'm Benjamin Bernstein. I'm with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. And tonight we're doing our second unconditional love immersion, and we'll see what happens this time. So this was inspired by a breakthrough I had 2-3 months ago into unconditional love in an ayahuasca ceremony, which has deepened and solidified since then. And so we'll be calling that in for ourselves. And I'll talk more about the ideas of unconditional love, but more importantly, we'll have the experience. So our format today will be the usual start, you know, calling in the allies and setting up the container. And then we'll go into embodied awakening, and then we'll just invoke unconditional love and go with the flow and see what happens. The allies, I'm sure, have something wonderful in store for us. And each of us will get into the state of unconditional love that serves highest good. Alrighty, so we'll dive in a second. And there is a little bit of creaking on the floor. Spirit Song is directly upstairs doing something, but I'm guessing that will calm down here in the next few minutes. And I'm thinking it won't be too much of a distraction, so we'll just go with it. If it is a big distraction, let me know, because I can't hear the audio as y'all are hearing it. And if that's the case, then let me know in the chat window. Alrighty. So as always, my invitation is to please give your full attention to what we're doing. Please do only this as if you're in the room with me, because you will be co-creating the field, whether you're live or on the recording. So either way, please just be fully present with what we're doing. And if you have to leave the process before I close the container, just ask the allies to ease you out, and they'll be able to do so without disrupting the field. Feeling pretty good already. Okay, please close your eyes. I'm now going to call the directions and such. Just relax, feel energy moving automatically within you. If you feel it, if not, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, please just be passive and let the energy do its thing for you. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. For myself, I call my own maximum embodied awakening, my own unconditional love and Christ consciousness, my own service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. And now for all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the Hugging Saint. We call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the infinite, in service to the infinite creator. We call Amma Bhagavan. We call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, so if anyone would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, now's the time. So we'll leave a moment. You are muted and no one else on the call can hear you. So just feel free to call them in if you wish. Again, only beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. And if I've already called them, they're already here. So we'll leave a moment for that. Feeling good. We'll leave just a moment longer for additional allies. Okay, wonderful. That feels great. Thank you all. Okay, so now we're going to do embodied awakening invocation. So we'll be our brightest, shiniest selves to do the next part. So in a moment, as usual, we'll call our higher self into our human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You'll get just the right amount of awakening in there, as much as you're ready for. So would you please, in a moment, repeat after me? Do this out loud if possible. You can also do it silently if necessary. But please begin speaking to your higher self now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Release the words, just relax, be completely passive. If you feel energy coming in, just feel it coming. If you don't, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. Use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. If there's any distractions, just let them do their thing in the background. You keep relaxing back into simply feeling energy or breath. Once you get to embodied awakening, you'll know because all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So just relax and let it run itself. The more passive your human self is, the quicker and better it will work. Your higher self is doing this for you. Your human self is just watching and allowing. Ooh, that's nice. Good energy just came into our field. Just relax and enjoy that. Wow, feels like that embodied awakening is done. So yours may be continuing, but it feels like for the most of us, we're settled into that nicely now. Again, if you're in embodied awakening, all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. I think it was Rumi who said, had a very short poem, something like, out beyond good and evil, there is a field. I will meet you there. And that's what we're doing tonight. The nature of unconditional love is it's beyond good and evil. It's just acceptance of everything without condition. And there is a part of you far beyond the human self that is already in this state. It is simply with all that is and holds it all with equanimity and holds it all without preference. Your human self may have strong opinions. You know, my human self is very much on the side of love and light and the path of service to other. But this unconditional loving part just loves it all regardless. And this does not aid and abet the dark side. In fact, the more unconditional love this part sends, the more harmonious everything becomes. So I'm going to keep the philosophical part super brief because I want us to get into the actual experience of it, which is completely beyond language. But just wanted to plant that initial seed of thought. My own process the last few months with this has been first just being in that very high state of just being okay with everything, regardless of what it was. And it has since ripened into a warmth and loving energy in my heart chakra, which I, you know, first cultivated for Spirit Song and my partner. And then it's been easier now for me to hold it, you know, broadly for others as well. So it's a work in progress as always, but the unconditional love is definitely spreading and getting more pervasive in my life. So hopefully, since I'm holding it a little more strongly now than when I led this process, you know, a month ago, so roughly, hopefully it'll be even sweeter this time. That's my hope. So we're simply going to invoke unconditional love and relax, and we'll see what happens. Each of us will have our own unique experience, custom crafted by the allies, but I will still narrate what I'm experiencing, which tends to be, you know, the composite of what most people are experiencing. Please don't try to change your experience according to my reporting. Just be with whatever is happening for you. All right, so take a moment and check your state. See if you're in embodied awakening again. That's if the following is all true: no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. And there are, you know, shades of that. You might be 100% there. You might be a certain percentage there. Just feel however close you are to that state, and however you are is fine. It can definitely deepen as we do the process. Alrighty. So in a moment, you'll repeat after me to summon unconditional love. So you'll be speaking to your higher self and the allies. So please begin repeating after me now. Maximum unconditional love that serves highest good, please. Now release the words and go completely passive. Yep. Oh, here it comes. That frequency just came in strong. So relax, be passive, let the frequency saturate you. Let it saturate your physical body, your energy body. Wherever you're conscious, it's saturating right now. So relax, be fully passive. And that means no trying, no effort, no visualizing, no resisting anything. Just relax and let this energy saturate you of unconditional love. And again, the divine allies, whether you're live or on the recording, are with you. They're giving you exactly the energy that serves your highest good. If you were to do this more than once in the archive, you would have a different experience each time, because you are different every time you show up. But even on a recording, the allies are with you in real time right now and are working with you just as potently as if you were doing the event live. Relax, just feel what's happening. So I'm feeling some heart chakra clearing. So that means some of us, in order to hold unconditional love more strongly, have to have some old pain and stuck stuff cleared out. So there may be part of this process where you have some old wounds or traumas or heavy energy come up to flush. Just let that happen on its own. That will again happen as needed, where space is needed for more love and light to come in. Just go with it. So a song's coming up. I don't know how much there will be music or how much silence. I'm just going to, you know, sing as guided. Know that the music is not for entertainment. The music is for medicine. Just relax and let the sound be part of the fabric of the experience. Remain passive and just really tuning into the energy. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Curandera summa kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya didi didi didi. Curandera summa kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya di 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 di. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Curandera summa kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya di 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 di. Curandera summa kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya di 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 di. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca summa kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya di 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 di. Curandera summa kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya di 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 di. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca summa kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, shamu ya di 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 di. Ayahuasca summa kunai didi, mantai kunai kayari, Shamu Yadidididididi. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Curandera suma kunairi, mantai kunai kairi, shamu yadiri. Curandera suma kunairi, mantai kunai kairi, shamu yadiri. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Chacrunita suma kunairi, mantai kunai kairi, shamu yadiri. Chacrunita suma kunairi, mantai kunai kairi, shamu yadiri. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appalachian suma kunairi, mantai kunai kairi, shamu yadiri. Appalachian suma kunairi, mantai kunai kairi, shamu yadiri. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Appena sale l'aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Curandera suma kunairi, mantai kunai kairi, shamu yadiri. Curandera suma kunairi, mantai kunai kairi, shamu yadiri. Yeah, that's some pretty strong energy now. Just relax and be with that. So at this point, some people are in their physical bodies, some are at higher levels, some are holding consciousness in more than one place at a time. So whatever you're doing, it's fine. Unconditional love can be felt in or out of the body. So it feels like our physical bodies are still getting a nice strong influx of unconditional love energy. Again, perfectly customized for each person, exactly the frequencies that will serve you, just the right amount. Well, that's some interesting energy in the physical body. Yeah, I can feel like each of us is getting a whatever frequency will best serve our increase of unconditional love. For some, it's strong cleanup of lower vibrations that are in the way of it. Those of us who are more clear are just getting influx of higher vibration energy because there's room and space for it. Might be some shades of both, just whatever your experience is, just go with it. Before I got that experience of unconditional love in the ayahuasca ceremony, I think it was 2 months ago, I had a lot of cleanup first. I had dumped a lot of heavy energy before there was space for that unconditional love to come in. So if you're having a similar experience, it's par for the course. Remember that healing and awakening go hand in hand. Can't have one without the other. Nice frequency right there. Enjoy that. Allow your body to shake or vibrate or tremble if you need to make sound, cry, scream, vocalize, move around as inspired. All that's okay as long as either you or anyone else get hurt. As long as it's safe, feel free to move and express however the body is inspired to. Continue relaxing, releasing, allowing the energy to move as it will. Let the beautiful divine allies orchestrate this for you. Let your ego take a break and just receive the gift. Release any preference around whether your experience is ecstatic or challenging. Might end up being both at various times. Just let it be what it is. Wow, that is sweet energy. So they'd like a guitar song. I'm going to mute my mic while I get the guitar set up. Then I'll turn it back on when I'm ready to start playing. Continue with your process. Muting now.
pura illumina, 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 illumina. Grandiosa medicina, oh grandiosa medicina, illumina, 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 illumina. Grandiosa ayahuasca, oh grandiosa ayahuasca, illumina, 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 illumina. Chakrudita, illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandiosa Yahe Yahe, oh, grandiosa Yahe Yahe, illumina, 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 illumina. Illumina, illumina. Oh, grandiosa Santo Dame, oh, grandiosa Santo Dame, illumina, illumina. Illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandiosas mariposas, oh, grandiosas mariposas, illumina, 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 illumina. Oh, grandiosa ayahuasca, oh, grandiosa ayahuasca, illumina.
Just rest in whatever you're feeling. To whatever degree you're merged in a state of unconditional love, just be with that. Just be with whatever's happening. Whether you're cleaning up layers of gunk that are in the way of that unconditional love energy, or whether you're just taking a nice bubble bath in it, just be with what's happening. Those who are awakened enough are merging in a beautiful collective field of bliss. Enjoy that if you're conscious of it. If you're not aware of it, then be diligent with your awakening practices, and one day you'll find yourself there spontaneously. At a place you just become aware of it when you're ready. I'm having a beautiful, spacious field of energy in my brain. It's going so far beyond my physical brain. Just relax into that or whatever else you might be experiencing. Do your best just to relax into that without any preference about it being any different. The divine doesn't always give us what we want, but it always gives us what we need, especially with energetic stuff like this. Okay, now I'm feeling the physical body phasing in more strongly, so we're now going to phase back into human physical consciousness. As always, bringing back as much of this higher vibration as our body can hold. So relax and let that beautiful divine energy saturate into your human form. And that integration is happening pretty fast based on what I'm feeling. So you may already feel that light body nicely integrated with your physical body. And they're inviting us to practice, invoking highest good energy. They're actually suggesting to all beings on earth. So this is an unconditional love transmission we're sending to all humans, whether they're on the path of light or dark, it doesn't matter. We're just going to ask for highest good energy to go to them all. And we're not going to be attached to what that highest good is, or even, there's no need to even specify what you think it is in your mind. Just ask for highest good energy, relax, and you'll become the conduit, the hollow reed for that energy. And it is totally easy for the allies to literally flow energy to every other human on the planet and all other beings. So there's going to be billions and billions of rays coming out all at once, all effortlessly and perfectly. So take a moment just to feel how your body and energy body feel right now. I'd like to do a before and after check-in to see what the difference is. So just feel your baseline now. So if you'd like to do this, repeat after me now, speaking to the allies and your higher self. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of all beings on earth. This or something better. Highest good be done. Let the words go and become completely passive. Please don't send from your human. Let the human rest and let the human notice, if it can, that a whole bunch of energy is now flowing out from your human body out to all beings on the planet. And your higher self is managing this easily. Sending out those billions and billions of rays all at once. And your human part can just rest and perceive whatever it perceives. So let the energy flow on its own. Unconditionally. Okay, now they're going to, even as the energy is flowing, they're going to expand it to all beings everywhere. That's the whole universe. So repeat after me if you wish. Spirit that I am, allies, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of all beings everywhere. So be it. Just relax and let things move on their own. what we just did, sending love to all beings everywhere, highest good energy. That's what the universal logos does. The first movement of consciousness into our physical universe. So that invocation can help you be a little more conscious as that part to the degree that you're ready for. Relax, stay with your process, let the energy move. Just notice the experience of what it's like to be a conduit of unconditional love. Energy flowing to all beings. Without distinction or discrimination. Okay. I'm once again more conscious of the physical body. These energies once again grounding more solidly into your physical form. There they are. That was quick. And they're saying that's it. So we'll close the container and then open it. I'd love to know your experiences if you're willing to share them. But right now, let's just close the container. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. Thanks for letting us experience unconditional love more deeply. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with that person for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. As for me, I ask that you remain with me always. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Alrighty. Well done, everyone. Kathy is saying thank you, I have to leave. Thanks for being part of this, Kathy. So whoever chooses to stay a bit longer, we're now open for feedback. So let me enable unmuting. All right, so self-unmuting is available. So you can just click that microphone icon if you want to say something. If you're on a phone, star 6 will get you heard. That'll mute and unmute. Of course, you're also welcome to type in the chat. Nicole says, thank you, very beautiful. Thanks, Nicole. Any other feedback, questions, comments? It's all welcome. And if there's a moment without feedback, the energy is still really deep and sweet. In fact, it seems to be penetrating more deeply into my brain at the moment. So I'm certainly enjoying that. So anyhow, floor is open if you wish to communicate. Wow, the energy is seeming to go deeper now. Wildred's state is strengthening. Yeah, I feel heat in my feet. There's heavy energy leaving. Energy's strong. Wow, they're just continuing to roll it, even though we've closed the container. That's pretty cool. This is maybe one of those times when the energy is so strong that people are reluctant to speak or type. People often tell me, oh, the energy was so strong I could hardly move for a few minutes, much less type a coherent sentence. And that's okay. Nikki says, gentle change of ease of pain and still changing. Good. The allies are letting me know that when they continue energies after we close the container, they're creating their own container as they do it. So any additional energetic processes that happen after the formal close are still in a safe container that the allies spontaneously create as part of their bonus energy. So all good. Brian types very powerful tonight. Thank you, Benjamin, and to all physical and non-physical beings. So much appreciated. Continued blessings all. Thank you, Brian. You always give such sweet blessings to us. Thank you. Jeannie types, yes, they are still giving us great energy even after the experience, after containers closed. So much love I felt this time. Me too. Not grasping conditional human love, but just that vast divine love. So beautiful. Any other comments or questions or anything at all? That energy is so strong. All right, so I'll leave just a few more seconds, but if there's no more input, then we'll wrap it up. Nikki says, great, it's going to all beings. Yeah. I love how the Law of One puts it. They say, all beings serve the Creator in their own way. Those like us on the path of service to other see the divine in all things, and even those darker beings who are all selfish, they serve the Creator, but they only perceive the greater in themselves. So it's all service one way or another. And of course, if the Law One is correct, at a point way down the road, evolutionary speaking, then even those on the service to self path, the dark path, get to a point where the only way forward is to come back to unity and recognize the divinity in all. So everybody gets to that sweet divine space by the end of the journey before the universe wraps up its business.
Benjamin,
Deanna, hi.
Could you repeat that?
What I just said?
Yeah, I'm still kind of out in the bliss here, but what you were saying about the ones on the path of service and then the other ones.
Yeah, so what I'm doing is relaying some teachings from the Law of One channel teachings. That's all free at lawofone.info if anyone ever wants to check it out. And there's a very deep, 106 channeling sessions, a lot of content from a being who's a few billion years further down the evolutionary path than we humans are. Her name is, her being is Ra, R-A. Anyhow, their teaching is that we humans are at third density. There are a total of 7 densities in this universe. And we're not even halfway through the evolutionary journey. They say we show up on Earth to make a choice. They call it polarizing, which in this case is a good thing. You polarize service to other or service to self. Service to other means that you're at least a little bit more concerned with others than yourself. And you can also choose to polarize service to self and graduate that way. Service to self means you're at least 95% selfish. You're allowed 5% of concern for others, but that's all. Any more than that, you don't get to graduate service to self. And apparently about 90% choose service to other, about 10% thus choosing service to self to graduate. And then that sets up much longer. Apparently the human is the shortest of all the cycles. The average soul only spends about 75,000 years on Earth, whereas they might spend, billions of years in the other densities. So it's a long, long journey. And a very teeny fraction of it is spent in human incarnations. And the choice that we make here is critical, though, because that means that almost all the rest of the journey, those billions of years moving forward in other levels, you're either service to other or service to self, the path of light or the path of dark. So we're here as humans, they say, to make that critical choice. That's also why Earth is so challenging, because it's designed to bring enough challenge to, incite us to make one choice or the other. And apparently we're now in a very critical moment in Earth's history. We're at a harvesting time where, it's designed for, ideally all of the humans to make that choice and kind of clear out the population and get ready for the next wave coming in. So that's kind of the large picture as I understand it. I can't, swear that it's all true, but it makes sense to me, and I use it as my current hypothesis of understanding the universe, but I could be wrong. This is my best understanding right now. Does that make any sense at all, Deanna?
Yeah, some. And I'm relating it to a personal experience of, you spend your entire life in relationship with somebody, say a parent, and you know who each other are and how you are in relationship to each other.
Yeah.
And then something changes and the relationships are redefined.
Yep.
And so essentially, I've been very different from my father, and I'm seeing a different side of him as he's seemingly coming to the end of life. And so I've just been thinking about that, and you said something about, we have a choice and we're both serving, but in different ways, and it just gave me an appreciation.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, so that to me, I'm always a big fan of tell the most life-affirming story that fits the facts. And if all the evil in the world, in a sense, is being provided to us light workers as catalyst, so that it will, speed along our evolutionary journey, if given challenge of that nature, helps us to grow and evolve faster. And that to me is a good thing. And my own belief is the dark and light side are ultimately all playing for the same team. The dark side may not know it, but the Law of One also says there's been an infinite number of universes before this one. There will be an infinite number after it. And in a prior universe, Earth was different. It was a planet only of love and light beings, even in third density like we're here now. And it was a paradise planet. And the problem is there was a big log jam here. All the souls loved it so much that they didn't want to leave, even though there was no veil. They knew about the other spiritual dimensions. They knew what was beyond it. And yet Earth was so desirable, they wouldn't leave. And the creator says, well, I'm glad they're having a good time, but I really didn't want the log jam here. We'd love the souls to keep moving along and, you know, move along so we can do the universe like we designed it. And they said, okay, next time I guess we'll need to put some service to self beings on Earth, so those light workers will move along a little faster. We need to catalyze them so they'll grow and evolve and learn the lessons they came to learn on Earth. So that's my understanding of it.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Well, good. Again, whether it's true or not, who can say? But it's a lovely story that I'm choosing to believe for now, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We are where we are, and we make our choices, and it feels helpful tonight, so thank you.
Very good. You're welcome. By the way, Panja Avatar typed a moment ago, on my mood board, I requested maximum focus, self-love infused tonight. I felt I received that self-infusion. Thank you to all involved. Thank you, Panja Avatar. That's a beautiful message. You've got lots of lovey icons there, too.
I just felt a massive shift in the energy after that.
Cool.
Yeah.
In fact, I just got an email from the Law of One people today, and they said they've just made a major site upgrade. They now have a search function in the site that searches not only those Law of One channel materials, but for decades they've been doing other channelings as well. A being called Quo, for example, who is, this gets complicated, Ra is a sixth density being, and Quo is a combined fourth, fifth, and sixth density being that includes Ra, but other beings that are easier to understand. I guess the further up you get, the harder it is for them to communicate in English language. But they've been doing channelings of Quo for a long time. And now they've got a search feature on their site that allows you to search all the channelings on the site, whether it was the original Ra material or all this other stuff they've done too. So you can put in any keyword and all the stuff that relates to it will come up. So quite an accomplishment they just made on their site, lawofone.info. So anyhow. And Panja Avatar sent a text to my phone. I'll check that after we're done. I leave the phone off during our calls for obvious reasons. All right. So again, no one has to believe all that Law of One stuff to be part of Awakening Plus. There's no dogma here. We just do processes and hopefully you have good experiences. And the Law of One itself says, don't believe this. Just, you know, consider it. they say, you know, there's no requirement to believe any of what we're saying here. We're just offering it up and you can take it or leave it as you wish. All right. Anything else from anyone before we wrap it up? All righty. So that was lovely. Thank you all so much for co-creating the space. The unconditional love we got to was co-created by all of us. And I really appreciate all of you showing up and bringing your bright and shiny selves to our process. So today is May 25th. Tomorrow night, the 26th, we're going to do our usual monthly Ask Us Anything call. I'm happy to take questions, and typically people show up who have great wisdom. And lately, the members have been answering at least as much as I have, which is fine by me. As long as wisdom is shared, I could care less whose mouth it comes out of. So join us tomorrow night if you'd like to be part of that, 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern. Thank you all so much. We'll wrap it up now. Many, many thanks for y'all for showing up, and many blessings. Bye-bye.